representative of Consumers Energy.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here. I am the Community Affairs Manager for Clinton County. Chris Dalen, whom I'm guessing most of you know, still has three counties on his load, but I am now going to be Clinton County's Community Affairs Manager. So I'll leave my card with you, and anything you might need from us, please contact me at any time. So I did want to introduce myself before I went over this ordinance. And I know that Deb, you did say that everybody had a copy and a chance to look it over. So if you would like to, I will tell you, this is the first time I've ever been in a charter township, so I know that the process is to go through it tonight and then vote at the next October meeting, is what I was told. So that's fine. And if you want me to sort of just summarize what's here for the audience, that would be great. I know it's a little long, but I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. So a franchise is an agreement that lasts for 30 years, and we have every village, township, and city that we service in the state of Michigan, so there are over 1,800 of them. Section 1 of the franchise basically says that we will maintain our infrastructure, so everything from towers to masts to poles, cross arms, all our transmission lines and distribution lines. We will maintain those, and we have the right to be on the property of our easement to maintain all of our property. And again, the ordinance does last for 30 years. Section 2, basically it just says that we will faithfully perform this. We work very hard to maintain our infrastructure. I know that right now we still have about 100 crews down, or 100 people down in Florida helping to get their infrastructure back up after the devastation last week. But Michigan is, of course, always our top priority, but we do like to help our neighbors when we can. Section 3 says that we will not obstruct traffic, and that we will be reasonable when we do have to work with any sort of traffic flow in an area that we might be working. And we will always make sure that things are safe and secure for our customers. Section 4 is a hold harmless. And basically what this means is if we neglect our infrastructure or anything and somebody gets hurt in your township, you will not be held responsible for that. That is our responsibility. So that is in place to protect our townships and cities and villages. Section 5, extensions, says that we will extend our electric distribution system within your township. If you have new businesses, new residents, that we will offer that service to new people that want our service. Section 6 just means the franchise is not exclusive. Again, these franchises are pretty standard throughout the state. We don't do anything too much for anyone else that we wouldn't do for another township or city or village. Section 7 talks about our rates. And basically, a lot of people, what is important to understand is that because we are a regulated utility, we have to go to the Michigan Public Service Commission anytime we want to ask for to raise our rates. Anytime that the Michigan Service Commission deems it necessary, we may do that, or they can tell us we can't raise our rates. But that is all regulated by them. And in Section 8, you can revoke this franchise if you approve it next month and sign it. You have 60 days to revoke it if for some reason you feel so moved. Section 9, we follow the Michigan Public Service Commission's orders. Anytime they direct us, if we are, you know, we have been fined in the past if something, we didn't follow something or do something right. And again, they really set the rules and regulations for us as a utility. The repealer of Section 10 just means that this ordinance will replace the franchise agreement of 30 years ago. And lastly, the effective date. The ordinance shall take effect upon the day after the date of publication. So again, once this ordinance is approved and signed, has to be published in your local newspaper within 15 days of the signature. And then I will work with you, Deb, you know, to make sure that that procedure after that is followed. But it does have to be, it shall cease and be of no effect after 30 days from its adoption unless within said period the grantee shall accept the same writing files with the township clerk. And then upon acceptance, the ordinance shall constitute a contract between the two of us. And again, we can talk more about that next one. And then finally is just the bottom part for signatures. I know I kind of breezed through that quickly. And I welcome any questions you might have. Yes, sir.
Mr. Overton?
Branch has non-exclusive. Rights bar authority being granted, entering granted are non-exclusive. Does that extend to if someone came in as a competitor and wanted to offer natural gas or electricity in the township?
Well, they can always offer natural gas because we are a regulated utility.
So they would just have to work it out with PSC?
Yes, exactly.
But they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
How about an electrical, same thing?
No, electrical, we are the provider. With the new energy policy that was passed in December 2017, it gave us exclusive rights to provide energy in the state of Michigan. DT, I mean, there are municipalities, but it is our customers can't purchase electricity from alternative sources. Only 10% of our customers can. That was part of that new policy. But we are required to service.
Gosh, you bundle to get that fast, didn't it?
I will say that a super majority, I believe, was 80% of the legislation passed to the bills. And Governor Snyder supported it wholeheartedly as well.
Good point.
Well,
thank you.
That's not. We have other electric providers in the township.
Oh, you do here?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Who's your other municipal?
Florida Water and Light.
Florida Water and Light.
Oh, okay. Is it servicing just part of the?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's, we'll have to look at the map. We'll have to get a map of what you're proposing.
Okay.
And the hypothetical situation where a customer provides via solar, provides electricity beyond their needs, what's the law speak to in terms of consumers buying excess electricity that's generated?
It depends on when they installed the solar. I don't recall the exact dates, but customers, I believe it was prior to the legislation, we do have a rate that we can purchase excess energy that is put back.
But current installations?
Pardon?
But for a current installation?
I believe the rate is lower.
But there is a rate and there is a format in place.
Yes.
Anyone else? Any questions or thoughts? Thank you very much.
I will see you next month, say third Monday of the month.
Yes.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this may have to be adjusted. So.
Okay.
Well, actually, Jennifer, what this says is that the franchise is not exclusive.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought I remember reading not exclusive,
six.
But then when she said that
the
it
powers,
was.
The rights, power, and authority here in granted are not exclusive. So
right.
Then there's no conflict with us having an agreement with Board of Water and Light.
Correct. Yes, I'm sorry.
So,
yes.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean, I'd be concerned if it said something else.
Right. And like, wait a minute.
Based on this terminology, there's no problem.
Very good. Thank you. I think we move on.